Okay, today's daf is Bev Daf Mem Aleph. With Hashem, we'll try to talk as usual as I do. It's just my voice is not too strong today, but Hashem Yazor. Just two ha'aris from before the two dots of what we did yesterday, and then we'll continue. The Rokeach is one of the Rishonim. Yesterday we dealt with why do we say Shechianu, or don't we say Shechianu, or all the different Yemim Tovim. The Rokeach, quoted here by the Gilyoni Ashas of Yosef Engel, discusses what about Shabbos? Why don't we say Shechianu every Shabbos? You know, it's also like a special day. So why do we say Yadav every Shabbos? So he suggests maybe it's not Babi's Ba'al-Lizman. It's not, you don't have as many breaks in between. It's every week, and therefore it's... One doesn't say Zman then, or maybe it doesn't have the aspect of Simcha. Remember, we related to Rabbi Yohanan yesterday that Yom Tif and even Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur have an aspect of Simcha to it. But Shabbos has Oneg, as we mentioned in the past, but not Simcha. Oneg Yadav versus Simcha is Yadav. Most Rishonim say there is no Simcha. That's why Shabbos doesn't break Avelos. So that's why it doesn't apply. Because Vengel suggests maybe, what about Rosh Chodesh? Rosh Chodesh is once a month. So why isn't there a Shechiyadu there? He says, maybe Kiddush Levana takes care of it. The Birchas Kiddush Levana hu b'makam Birchas Hazman. Maybe that takes care of the Zman. Either way, he just brings up the issue whether Shabbos is deserving of getting Shechiyadu. So Tosfos here also, the Zekat Tosfos Dilma at the end, talks about what about Bris Milah. The minhag of Bnei Yisrael and Galus is not to break a Shechiyonu Bris Milah. We showed him give various reasons why that is, especially in contrast to Pinyon HaBen, when the minhag is to. Yes, there are those in Yerushalayim that make a Shechiyonu by Bris Milah, but most outside do not. So Tosfos quotes the last line, Tosfos Shans, Bishop Tzara Diyanuka, maybe because the child's in pain, and that's why you don't make a bracha. Maybe Tosfos in Bechoro says, maybe because Bris Milah is more common than Pinyon HaBen. Pinyon HaBen is so unusual. If you're a Kohen, a Levi, Basko, a Bas Levi, Caesarian, so many reasons why, girl first, so many reasons why you wouldn't make a Pinyon HaBen, so maybe that's why Pinyon HaBen is more special to make a Shechiyadu. That was all one discussion about other times when you should or should not say Shechiyadu. One line in Rashi, just to point out to you, which where Moshe picks up on in the Tshuva. Rashi in the Rashi lists for Liyanuka, what are you supposed to do about the Shechiyanu on Yom Kippur? So the Gemara said, what are you supposed to do? If you're supposed to just drink it and put it down, you can't do that. Hamavarech Tzarech Sheyitom. If you're going to drink it and give it to a child, you don't want to do that. Asil Misrach. Right? He's going to learn that for when he gets older. So the Gemara discuss what to do. So Rashi there quotes... that which the Mavarech has to taste it, it's Lavdavka that he has to taste it, but somebody has to taste it. Somebody has to drink the wine after the bracha is made. Why? So I might have said, without Rashi, I would have said, why does somebody have to drink it? Because there was a Berchas Hanehenin that was said, and somebody, you can't make a Berchas Hanehenin, somebody has to drink it. That has to be Hana. That's what I would have said, another Rishonim say. Yet Rashi... Yet Rashi says, "The time of Mishum to Ganai hu lakos shel bracha shelo yehene adam imenu la'alter." It's a Ganai to a kos shel bracha that a person doesn't get hana right away from it. They should say a bori peregafa. That's what he's drinking from it. That's a Ganai. So it's not like Rashi isn't saying something fundamental about. Oh, it's a brichas anenin. But to Rashi, it's not a brichas anenin. It sounds like it's just that a Ganai lakos shel bracha. So Rav Moshe uses this in the context of his tshuva in Chelak Hay in Simen Chav in Osi Zayin. About whether one should sit or stand for Havdalah. There's a machlokas between the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah. The Shulchan Aruch says you should sit for Havdalah. The Ramah says you should stand for Havdalah. And the Mishnah Berurah quotes, what's the reasons? Either sit because if you're being koveya, you're being motzi others, it's always better to sit. Versus if you're malave the malka, the king's walking out, so you want to stand up. So whatever one's minhag is, one should follow. There are different misoris about what the Gra said to do. Rav Moshe says, so even if you follow the Gra, you don't know what to do, because there are different misoris about what the Gra did. He says, the halach is like the Shulchan Aruch, but in his siddur, there are different misoris. But either way, Rav Moshe says, maybe this gets to the issue of when you have a Birchas Hanehenin in the context of a mitzvah, is that still called the Birchas Hanehenin or not? We've discussed this in the past. What about Bori Priya Gafen by Birchas Erisin under the Chuppah? The Machlokas Rishonim, what did Reb Chaim do, is also a question. Is the Masada Kedusha, does he have to drink a little bit? Is that a Birchas Hanehenin, and therefore he should spill some on his hands? Or the Afika Yam quotes Reb Chaim, that Reb Chaim used to do that? Or do you say, no, this isn't a Birchas Hanehenin, this is in the context of a mitzvah. This takes on the status of a Birchas HaMitzvah. And therefore, Birchas HaMitzvah, there's no reason for the Masada Kedusha to have to drink from it. So Reb Moshe says, maybe that's based on Rashi versus the other Rishonim here, in Erev and Daf Mem. Because Rashi here says, why do you have to drink the wine? Not because it's berachas anenin, but he says because the mevarach, he says it's a gnai ulakosha bracha, that it shouldn't, it, somebody should drink it. It's a gnai. And therefore it sounds like for Rashi that it's not a berachas anenin, but it is, just takes on the status of a mitzvah. And therefore it says Ramoshi, according to Rashi, maybe there's no reason to have to sit. Because it's not a berachas anenin that you're being motzi somebody else. But it's a berachas mitzvah. But, because other Rishonim that would say otherwise, either way, Ramoshi uses this line of Rashi in that tshuva. Right, it sounds like even if a person who drinks it is not a brachiyuv, it still removes it, which is sounds like that the Ramah we mentioned yesterday, which Tosas mentions, I didn't realize, about Yom Kippur. When you have a bris meal on Yom Kippur, what do? Tosas already here mentions whether you should give it to the child or not. So the Ramah quotes that. The Taz there in Yoredei, in Hilchas Mila, discusses, he's not drinking a Mali Lugbav. So I think the Taz there says that, no, for this halacha, it just has to be Te'ima. So, you know, there's no chi of Kiddush that you have to have a shir. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, three lines from the bottom. V'yomar Rabba, ki avinon bei Rav Huna, ibaylon bar bei Rav, the asabitanis bali shapsa malash lumbe. Very different topic that we were discussing. Rabba asked Rav Huna, if somebody is fasting on Erev Shabbos, if somebody's fasting on Friday, is he mashlim v'tainis? Does he go into Shabbos fasting? If he's fasting for some reason, we'll get to it. Whether there's a difference between a private fast day, let's say somebody has yard site. Shulchan Aruch quotes the minhag of fasting on the day of yard site. Or, for example, if any fast day falls out on Friday. Nowadays, according to our calendar, only Asar B'Teves can fall out on Friday. There's no other fast day that can fall out on Friday. And every couple of years, Asar B'Teves, the middle of the winter, falls out on Friday. And you lay Vayachal, Mincha Erev Shabbos. Very unusual. That's what you do. So the question is, are you mashlim the tainus? Is it proper to go into Shabbos when you're fasting? That's the question. So, Rav Huna did not know. Us lekamid Rav Yehuda, v'lo avi biyade, and Rav Yehuda did not know. Remember those names for the top of the next amud, not the top of the amud base. Rav Yehuda and Rav Huna both did not know. Amar Rava, nechzi anan. Rava says, 1 second. Look, we have a brisa about this. Tanya, Tisha B'av shechalias b'Shabbes, Tisha B'av that falls out on Shabbos. V'chein erev Tisha B'av shechalias b'Shabbes, or even erev Tisha B'av that falls out on Shabbos. Right, and both of those can occur today. Right, Tishba falls down on Shabbos, and sometimes it falls down on Sunday. Ochel v'shose kol tzarcho. You can eat and drink as much as you want on Shabbos. Right, if it falls down on Shabbos, it's pushed off to Sunday. So either way, Tishba falls on Sunday. So what are you allowed to do with Shabbos? What are you allowed to do shalosh shudis? So what's the halacha? You eat and you drink as much as you need. Umal al shulchano afilu kusuda shlomo b'shaito. Right, the Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Berurah talk about this lashon of even by shalosh shudis of Shabbos chazon, even if Tisha B'Av, like this past year, Tisha B'Av was on Sunday, you could eat. You're not supposed to do, if you never have guests at Shalosh Shudis, the Mishnah Berurah says maybe you shouldn't have guests, because you never have guests. But you should have, eat on your table, even like the Suda of Shlomo HaMelech in its time. Right, as much as you want. Chal yos Tisha B'Av the Erev Shabbos. What if Tisha B'Av falls out on Friday? Mevi in lo, kibetza v'ochel. So then you have to eat a little egg, at the end of the day, and eat it, so you don't go into Shabbos when you are in a state of inui. Period. So therefore it says, Rava, so before it's Raisa. First Raisa, that you're not allowed to be mashal on the fast when it falls out on Friday. You have to eat a little bit before Shabbos. Two ha'aris here. Rashi says, what does it mean, Kesuda Shlomo b'shaito? Kesuda Shlomo in his time. So Rashi says, Shahaisa shato o medeslo b'malchuso, de melech v'hedyot have. What does it mean, b'shaito? Because Shlomo HaMelech didn't always have the riches. There was a time later in his life when he lost it and he became a hedyot. And therefore you should know, we're talking about the Su'udah Shlomo HaMelech in his time when he was on top of the world. That's some of the Echronim, what's the Chiddush? But you would have thought that you have to, Miman of Shach, we're going by the Su'udah that when he became poor? That's what the Su'udah Shlomo HaMelech, we would know, obviously. Or what? The Chiddush is that because the next day what's Rashi telling us? So I saw one of the Achronim who suggests that, no, the point is that Shlomo HaMelech knew Baruch HaKodesh, that because he married Bas Paro, because he had all these relationships, so he knew he was going to lose the Malchus. He knew that he was going to become the Hedyot. But the point is, even though he knew the future wasn't going to be as good, he says, right now I'm the king, right now I have the Sudas Melech. Right now I have to act in a certain way. And he didn't worry about the next day. It didn't affect him. And that's goof of what's going on here. It's Shabbos and Tisha B'Av tomorrow. Don't let the future, don't let Tisha B'Av tomorrow affect right now. That's the parallel of Ksuda Shlomo HaMelech Meshaita. One. Two is more of a halachic issue. What does the Gemara say? That when Tisha B'Av falls out on Erev Shabbos, you have to eat a kibetza so that you don't go into Shabbos in the state of inui. Anything bother you about that line? Says the Rishash. One second. We know this lashon of meuna from Yom Kippur. Inui is the state of affliction they have to be in on Yom Kippur. And what is the Gemara in Yuma and other places say? What's the level of eating? What's the amount of eating that puts you over the top that you're no longer in a state of inui? Koseves. Not a kebetza. Koseves is smaller. It's a date. Right? And kebetza is an egg. So the Rosh Hashanah has a little tsarachian. Tsarachian class. Because what gets you out of a state of inui? A koseves, not a kebetza. So he says maybe we're talking about the egg with the shell, without the shell. Either way, it's a question. Because the Gemara Mamish uses that lashon of meune. And the Rosh Hashanah's mayor that really we know from other places that to get you out of a state of inui, it should be koseves and not kezais. Okay. Tanya continues the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Pamachas Ayinu Yosho Lefnei Rabbi Akiva. One time we were sitting in front of Rabbi Akiva. V'tishabav Shechal Yos B'Shabbos, Fair of Shabbos Haya. Tishabav fell on Friday. Again, this can't happen B'Zman Hazeh, according to our calendar. But when they were Mekadesh Alpia Re'iyah, when the Mekadesh based on the Eidim, it could happen. V'viyolo Beitza Mugul Geles V'gama. And they brought in front of Rabbi Akiva a cooked egg, and he swallowed it. Below Melach, without salt. V'lo Shayatah Yivlad, not because he really wanted the egg. El Haros L'Talmidim Halacha, but to show the Talmidim what the Halacha is. Right? That you're not Mashlim. You don't finish the fast day when the fast day is on Erev Shabbos. That is what Rabbi Kiva did. For Rabbi Yossi, Omer Misano Mashlim. Rabbi Yossi argues, no, you're Misana, you do fast, and you are Mashlim the fast day, and you finish the fast day even on Erev Shabbos. Omer Lahen Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says to them, to I guess Rabbi Akiva and those who agreed with him, that you are Mashlim. Yata Modimli B'Tishvav Shecholios Be'echad B'Shabbos Shemafsim B'Bodion. Don't you agree with me, says Rabbi Yossi, that let's say Tisha B'Av falls out on Sunday. Don't you agree that you stop eating before nighttime on Motzi Shabbos? Mibojom, don't you agree that Shabbos is affected in some way when Tisha B'Av falls out right after Shabbos? So, Amru Lo Aval, they said, yeah, yes, you're right. Aval, right, from the last week's parsha we had, Aval, right, means Be'emet, means yes, Hashem says, your sorrow is going to have a child. Aval, the brothers say, Aval Hashem Manachnu, Aval is Be'emet. So, Amru Lahem, so they said, yeah, we agree. We agree that if Tisha B'Av falls out on Sunday, that Shabbos is affected. So says Rabbi Yossi, so what's the difference? Amar Lahem, Mali Likanis Bakshu Me'une, Mali Latseis B'Menekshu Me'une. What's the difference between going into Shabbos and going out of Shabbos? If going out of Shabbos, you have to take away a little bit of Shabbos and fast, so to going into Shabbos, you should have to take away a little, you should have to be Mashlim, and you could take away a little bit of Shabbos and be fasting. So that's Rabbi Yossi's proof. There shouldn't be any difference. Shabbos is impacted by the tainus on both sides. Amru lo, they say to him, no, you can't compare the cases. Im amarta latzeis b'mena shari ochal v'shasa kol hayom kulo. Going out of Shabbos, you know why you're allowed to take away a little bit of Shabbos? It's not really affecting Shabbos. Because you're full. You've been eating all day. Not affected, so you stop a little bit. But you're eating all day. Right, what do you do? The mitzvah is to eat on the Erev Yom Kippurim. You eat all day. We fast a little bit beforehand, but you eat all day. So it's not because you're fasting, you ate. Tomali kanispa. But going into Shabbos fasting, because you ma'una shalacha v'shasa kol yom kulo, you didn't eat anything all day. That's worse, and that's not allowed. So even though if Shabbos precedes Tisha B'Av, you take away a little bit of Shabbos, you start fasting before Shkia, before it gets dark, but say the Rabbana, say Rabbi Akiva, say the other Shita, that you're not Mashlim, that don't compare to me Friday afternoon and Motzi Shabbos. Tosfos here in the second Tosfos, Dimer Maschil E, asks, V'im Tomar, V'homer Shmuel, V'perek Bakam Shenagu, Tisha B'Av, Be'in Ashbashas Shalom Mutter. What I mean, we said in Meseches Psachim that Tisha B'Av, even Bein HaShemashos is mutter. It's a Durabanan. It's a very chamor Titus, but it's still a Durabanan. And the Gemara there says Bein HaShemashos is mutter. So what do you mean? Why are you stopping me B'od Yom when Tisha B'Av falls out on Motzi Shabbos? Why are you stopping early anyway? So says the Gemara, says Tosfos, V'yesh Lomar, no, still to me, Kol Makom, Maskel mi B'od Yom, L'fi she'yef shel l'chavein tchilas halayla. In Lomdus, conceptually, yes, you allowed to eat Bein HaShemashos, but you don't know when the Bein HaShemashos finishes. We don't know. So you have to stop B'Av Yom because we're besupik. Even though Me'ikar Hadid, yes, it would be okay to stop to eat during Bein HaShemashos. This Svar of Tosfos links to the general issue of Tosefes Shabbos and Tosefes of any day. We know the Gemara in a number of places says there's a mitzvah called Tosefes Shabbos, adding on to Shabbos and adding on to Yontif. One of the big mysteries of this sugi is that the Rambam doesn't quote it. The Rambam does not quote the mitzvah, at least beferish, of Tosefta Shabbos. That's why the language of the Shulchan Aruch, the Shulchan Aruch quotes Talach, he says, Yesh Omrim, Shemitzvah Lahosa Bichol Al Kodesh. So why is it Yesh Omrim? So the Bir Alacha there says, Yesh Omrim, because the Rambam doesn't say it. That's why he has to say Yesh Omrim, because if the Rambam doesn't mention it, that's why he says it be Yesh Omrim. But is there, what are the reasons behind Tosefta Shabbos? So ultimately, obviously, it's based on a pasuk, in the Gemara, Xeris HaKasa. But there are a number of svaras given for, or makoros, I should say better, makoros given for Tosefta Shabbos. The Gemara is, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Daf Teh says, based on a pasuk, the Mosifin Michol Al HaKodesh, but there are two other midrashim. The Mechilton Yisro says, Zachar V'Shamar, Zachar Lefnei V'Shamar La'acharei. Zachar to beforehand, and Shamar afterwards, you have to stretch it out. But the Medrash Rabbah, and this is why I'm bringing this in here, because the Medrash Rabbah says a different pshat. This is quoted in the Aruch HaShulchan also, in Reis Lama Chalef. He quotes this Medrash Rabbah, which says as follows. You know why you have to have Tosefta Shabbos? Basar, and Rashi quotes a little bit of this in Parshas Bereishis. Basar v'adam she'enu yodea lo ita v'lo regav. A person who does not know exactly. I can look at my watch, and I say, oh, I hear. But it, my watch turns exactly when it says, oh, it'll be exactly 2 p.m. So I can say, oh, I know exactly what time it is. Nah, I know exactly what time it is. I think I know what time it is. They think they know what time it is. But a human being really cannot know exactly to the millisecond what time it is. Any of the Elohim lower God who Mosef Yichal HaKodesh, right? He doesn't know. He has to be Mosef. HaKodesh Baruch doesn't have to be Mosef. Exactly when Shabbos starts, then Vayishpas Vayam HaShvi. So that's what Tosefta here says. We're not able to be mechaving the shows. And therefore, why? So therefore, that's why we have to be machmir. It's mesupik. Why does it have a Shabbos? Basically, because we don't know exactly when Shabbos starts, and therefore, we have to be machmir. But there are a number of nafkaminas based on the makkah that you have. The Achronim discussed, how do you view Tosefta Shabbos? Let's say I add out the Shabbos a half an hour. So during that time period, now it's Shabbos for me. So how do I look at that? Is it that it's really weekday, but I have been nohig to accept Shabbos upon me? But the calendaric day has not changed. I'm a Kabbal Shabbos. But that's in terms of Isser Malacha, that's in terms of certain actions that I'm going to do. But it's still the calendaric day is the same. Or do I say, no, maybe the Chiddush of Tosefta Shabbos is that it's different. It's Shabbos already. I'm able to make the day earlier. And maybe it's telling the Makoros. If you say it's like Zachar V'Shamar or something like that, so maybe you can say the day is early. But if it's just Mishab Safek, very difficult to say if it's Mishab Safek that it's really the calendaric day earlier. You're doing it because of the Chumra. You don't know. Again, there are a number of nafkaminas that would be based on this chakira. What would you say? No, that's the machlokas we discussed a little bit on Shmidi Atzeres. There's a major machlokas achronim. Or you're allowed to eat early in the. You're allowed to eat Shmidi Atzeres. You have to wait. You have to wait to eat in the that night because we know the Shulchan Aruch says again. Shulchan Aruch and the Rishonim say you have to eat in the sukkah Shmidi Atzeres when you are in Galus. Without a bracha, we have to sit in the sukkah. So the marshal and the taz discuss that one of the shittas, I think the marshal says you have to wait until nighttime. Because if you go and you're makabel shmini atzeres and you're eating in the sukkah, so it's still Hoshana Rabbah, and you're not saying leshi basukkah. It's still sukkahs. Say, how could that be? Therefore, you have to wait. And says the taz, what are you talking about? The second that you're makabel shmini atzeres, it's shmini atzeres. It's not sukkahs anymore. So again, they have machlokas. How do you look at Tosefta Shabbos? Do you have to wait or not? Or, There's a number of nafkaminas based on this discussion. How do you view there's a Tosefta Zeksubis that talks about getting married during Tosefta's Yontif. Is there a din of Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha by Tosefta's Yontif? So again, Tosefta says there's no problem because Tosefta's Yontif it's not the Yontif yet. So again, that relates to the issue: is Tosefta really the day already, or is just regarding Isser Malacha you're knowing? But it really is not the day. Again, there's a big issue, just to bring it to your attention, that is that line of Tosfos, at least one of the svar is given for Tosefta Shabbos. Because we don't know we're Mesupik, that's why just like by Tisha B'Av you have to be Machmir, so too maybe in general. Continues the Gemara. V'yamar Ula. Ula says, Halacha Rabbi Yossi. Ula says, Halacha like Rabbi Yossi, who said that you have to be Mashlim. Right? That's what Rabbi Yossi says. You have to finish the fast day when it falls down on Friday. Umi Avdinik Rabbi Yossi. Really? The Halacha is like Rabbi Yossi? V'raminu, do we do like Rabbi Yossi? It says in Tainus, and goes in Tainus Alat Tzibur, Barashi Chadashim, Mechanical Vapur. You can't decree, you can't make a Tainus on the Tzibur, on Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, and Purim. The way Rashi here interprets this case is that, let's say you made the Chamisei, you have to fast for a week, a month, and all of a sudden, they realize Rosh Chodesh and Chanukah or Purim is involved in this time period that they wanted to fast. So you're not supposed to do that l'charchila. But if once they did it, then you already started fasting, then you don't break it up, you do fast on these days. Divrei Rabbi Gamliel. Amar Rabbi Meir, afal pisha Amar Rabbi Gamliel ein mafsikin. Even though Rabbi Gamliel said that you're not mafsik, you do fast on these days. Modo hayshei mashlimin, but you don't finish the fast. You don't finish Chanukah, Purim, and Rosh Chodesh fasting. V'chein tisha b'avshachalias be'erev Shabbos. And the Tanakhama, Rabbi Meir continues and says, also tisha b'av that falls on a Friday, you're not mashlim. Vitanya, La'achapti Rasul Shel, Rabbi Gamliel, Nechaz Rabbi Yeshua Lafer Zvarav. And it is said that after Rabbi Gamliel, who said that you're not mashlim, after he died, Rabbi Yeshua went into the base madrash to try to uproot his words. Because he wanted to argue, he wanted to say, you are mashlim. Amr Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri, Aragla, Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri stood up and said, no. Biyomar Chazi, Anad, Debasar, Reisha, Gufa, Azal. I see that after the head, the body follows. Literally, meaning you have to go after the Rashim, you have to go after the Rosh. Rabbi Gamliel was our Rosh, was our head. And we still have to follow him, even though he died. Therefore, you can't uproot his words. We always followed Rabbi Gamliel. Gemara continues, called Yom HaShor Rabbi Gamliel, Kavano Alecha Kamoso. Right, all the days Rabbi Gamliel was alive, we followed him. Achshav Ata Mevakish Levatel Dvarav. Right now, you want to be Mevatel his words? Remember, there's a lot of history behind Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Gamliel. We had a number of stories. In Brachas Chav Zayin, we had the story about that they were moving Gamliel. We had the Gemara's and the Mishnah's in Rosh Hashanah, where Rabbi Gamliel forced Rabbi Yeshua to come to him on the Yom Kippur that he said was his Yom Kippur. There's a lot of history behind Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua's relationship. So then he says, so Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri steps in and says, Yeshua, ain't shomen lacha, shekfar nikva halacha kram Gamliel. We're not going to listen to you. Halacha's like Rabbi Gamliel, v'lo haya adam she'ira b'davar klum. Nobody argued. Question mark. What's the question? Because what do you see from this brisa? That the minhag was like Rabbi Gamliel, who said that you're not mashlim. You don't finish the fast when Tisha B'Av falls down on Friday. So how could Ula say Alecha Rabbi Yosi that you are mashlim? Right? You see the minhag is not. You see the minhag is not to be mashlim. Answers the Gemara. It depends what we were talking about. B'dor Rabbi Gamliel, Ovid Rabbi Gamliel. The time of Gabriel, as we were like Rabbi Gamliel, but there's Rabbi Yosi, Ovid Rabbi Yosi. Two different time periods, and that's why there's no stira. Again, the minhag of Klal Yisrael changed at a certain time to follow a different, posek. Ubedorosh Gamliel, Ovid Rabbi Gamliel. Again, ask the Gemara now. Even in the time of Rabbi Gamliel, they want to remember Rabbi Gamliel. Vahatanya, we learned in a brisa, Amr Abelazar Barebi or Bar Tzadok. Aniya Yisib Ibn Sanav Ben Binyamin. They said, he said, I am one of the children or from the family of Sanav Ben Binyamin. And the Gemara says this was in the time of Rabbi Gamliel. He proves this from other Gemaras. Who was Sanav Ben Binyamin? The Mishnayos and Tainus describe that there were a number of days that were Yomim Tovim for certain families who did something special in the Beis HaMikdash. Whenever you did something special in the Beis HaMikdash, that was your Yontif. That was your personal Yontif. So there was this family, Sanav Ben Binyamin, that always brought what was called a carbon eitzim. A wood carbon. What does that mean? They donated a lot of wood on Yud Av. And when they brought all that wood, they also brought a carbon, and it was their yontif. Why the dafka Yud Av? So if you remember the Gemara in Tainus, who says the six reasons why Tu B'Av is such a happy day. So one of the reasons was that this was the day that they pasku milichos etzim l'maharacha. They stopped cutting wood for the mizbeach. Well, so why dafka then? Why is that such a happy day? So Rashi there explains. I don't remember. It's the Rashbam Bava Basra, because the Gemara also appears in Bava Basra. But it's Rashi and Tainus. So Rashbam Bava Basra says why? Because they stopped gathering wood. Because now after the middle of the summer, the wood isn't going to be as dry anymore. It's still going to be moist. It's not going to be as dried out, and you can't use that wood for the Beis HaMikdash. So that's why the middle of the summer was like the last days that they used to bring wood for the Mizbeach. That's why if you look at the Mishnah and Tainus, a lot of Yom Tovim, a lot of people brought these carbon eitzim like on those days of Av, because those were the last days that they could bring the wood, because afterwards it was still too moist. So B'nei Sanav Ben Yamin, they used to have a Yontif every 10th of Av, because that's the day that they brought their carbon eitzim. So says Rabbi Elazar, I am from the children of Sanav Ben Yamin. Pamachas called Yos Tisha B'Av Yos B'Shabbos. One time Tisha B'Av fell out on Shabbos. And of course, we pushed it off till after Shabbos. And we fasted on that day, on Sunday, even though it was like their Yontif, right? Because it's Yud Av once it's pushed off. But we didn't finish it. Mipnei, why? She Yontif Shalanu. Because it was our Yontif, so we didn't finish it. So Gemara's Medayik. Oh yeah, time at the yontif. The only reason they didn't finish was because it is their yontif that day. Ha erev yontif. But if it would have been erev yontif, mashlimin. If tish on a regular year where Tisha B'Av falls out the day before their yontif, they would have been mashlim Tisha B'Av only when it falls out on the yontif do they not, are they not mashlim. But if it would fall out before the yontif, like it always does, then they would be mashlim. Hu adin assumes the Gemara when erev Pesach falls out, when Tishba falls out on erev Shabbos, just like when Tishba falls out on erev this personal yontif, they're mashlim. So too, when Tishba falls out on erev Shabbos, you should be mashlim. And that's the question on Rabbi Gamliel, right? We said, ah, do we go like Rabbi Gamliel? Go like Rabbi Gamliel, who says you're not mashlim. We have the story that we're medayik from the story that they were mashlim. Amaravina, shiny yontif shel devrayim. Very mistaver chiluk. Don't compare to me these personal yontif of this family versus Shabbos. You can't compare the two cases. Mitochshem misanin poshos mashlimin arvios on their personal yontif. You're allowed to fast part of the day, right? Even they agree that if Tisha B'Av falls out on their yontif, right, if it's pushed off, you fast part of the day. So you already see it's a weak type of yontif. So if you could fast part of the day itself, you surely could be mashlim Tisha B'Av before their yontif. But Shabbos, hol v'ein mezanin bo shos, but Shabbos, you never fast even part of Shabbos, so ein mashlimin bo arvios. So then, also, you're not mashlim arvios from the day before. It's interesting, Minchas Chinuch here. The Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Shin Aleph asks, these personal Yamim Tovim, if you look at all those Mishnayis and Titus, so let's say it's a carb, they bring the wood carbon, they make a personal holiday. When does that holiday start? L'chor says the Minchas Chinuch, it only starts in the morning, because you can't bring a carbon by night. So it only starts in the morning. So L'chor, the Yatav was only by day. Was it by night? So what's the whole Tzushtel here? What's the whole comparison? We say, oh, they were Mashlim. What do you mean, the nighttime wasn't the Yantif yet? The yontif starts in the morning. So what's the whole discussion of course they're giving mashlim the day before on this personal yontif. The yontif of the carbon of Eitzim starts in the morning. You can't bring a carbon at night. So either you have to reject that, you have to reject that assumption that no, even if you bring a carbon in the morning, you know, it has to be like one of those, like, sukkahs, you can't shake a lulav, you know, except by day, but it still might be start being called a lulav at night. Again, that's one answer. But interesting, in Minchas Leil Eliezer Pesachian, it doesn't give an answer. And so I quoted, I looked it up. Never knew that they lived at the same time, but now I do. In the Chachmas Shlomo, Shulchan Aruch, Shlomo Kluger writes in Tuf Kuf Nun Tes that he says, when I was in, I forgot, he quotes the town, the Hagon HaAtzum, Ba Machaber Sefer Minchas Chinuch asked me this Shaila, that what about this Gemara in Erevin Mem Aleph? You know, the carbon of Eitzim is only by day, how can they bring it? So he says, I answered him there, he gives a whole lumdis what I answered him. He says, and Vidok. He says, and that's what I answered at the time. But it's Mamish Taurus Chayim. You see the Kash in the Minchas Chinuch, he just leaves the Vitzarachi, and I guess he didn't like Shlomo Kluger's answer. But then Shlomo writes in the Shulchan Aruch, he says, no, I gave him an answer. Yeah. Rabbi Gamliel lived in the time of the second base of English.
So they used to
did they have Tish? Did they, he no, lived?
Like they
did he live? Let's start Menachem. Any ideas? Did they fast on Tisha B'Av during the second Beis HaMikdash? So again, the Mishnah Taina says there were five things that happened on Tisha B'Av. So three of them happened by that time already, right? Beitar was later, but the Meraglim happened already, and the first Beis HaMikdash. Again, the Gemara in Yuma says there were five or six differences between the first and the second Beis HaMikdash. They didn't have the Aruah, they didn't have the Kerubim, they didn't have the full Gilui Shechina. Right? The Zakenim, they said, looked at the second Beis HaMikdash and were crying because they remember what the first one was like. So again, I'm not sure. It's a historical. I'm sure maybe there's a Gemara about it. What did they fast during the second during Vayisheni? So if Rabbi Gamliel lived at that time, if this story took place at that time, this is the Doros Rabbi Gamliel. So it still could be after him. So I'm not sure. Good question. Let's continue. Says the Gemara, six lines up from the bottom. Amar Rav Yosef, Loshami li hashmaisa. Rav Yosef said, I never heard this whole discussion. This discussion of what? The fact that we pass on like Rav Yossi. That's what it said earlier in the Gemara. I never heard this whole discussion that we pass on like Rav Yossi, that you have to be mashlim when Tisha B'Av falls out on Erev Shabbos. So Amalei Abaya, as it had many, a number of times in Shas, Rav Yossi was sick and he forgot a lot of his learning, and his Talmud Abaya would remind him. Abaya says, what are you talking about, Rebbe? At Amar Nilan. You told us this discussion. V'yaha Amar Nilan. And you said it regarding the following. And it goes in Tainas Alatsiba Rosh HaKadosh V'chulu, what was quoted before. The Chazal don't make a tainis on the Tzibur, on Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, Purim, etc. But remember the continuation. But if they did, you do continue. And the Tanakhama had said that you're just not mashlim the days. That's the Shidah of Rabbi Meir in the name of Rabbi Gamliel, who said that you're not mashlim those days, including and what the Brisa talk about? Chanukah, Purim, Rosh Chodesh, and Tishrei of the Chodesh falls out on Erev Shabbos. So in that case, the Tanakam Rabbi Meir says that you are not mashlim. Avo chachamim omrim misana umashlim, and the chachamim say no, you are misana and you are mashlim. And you, Rav Yosef, told us that. But look what Rashi points out. This second view of the chachamim is said as the chachamim. This is Rav Yosef's shita. But you, Rav Yosef, you Rebbe, when you told us this discussion, you named Rav Yosef. You called them the chachamim. So meaning, you're trying to say that we passed it that way, because instead of saying it's just Rav Yosi Shita, you said it in the plural. You said it as a Rabbim, as the Chachamim, so it must be that that's what we hold. That you're Mashlim. And my Lavakulu says Abaye to Rav Yosef, don't you say, wasn't your discussion referring to all of the above? Meaning, you're not Mashlim on Chanukah and Purim and Rosh Chodesh and Tisha B'Av that falls out on Erev Shabbos? So the Gemara answered, no, maybe that's why it wasn't clear. Lo Chanukah Purim. This machlokas of the Chachamim were only referring to the others, the Chanukah and the Purim and the Rosh Chodesh, but not referring to Tishrei that falls out on Erev Shabbos. And it makes sense that this is true, that it wasn't referring, you don't have a Mefurish Brisa that says this. Why? Because if it's referring to even Tishrei B'Av that falls out on Erev Shabbos, how can you quote this in the name of Rabbi Yehuda? Remember from the beginning of today's daf, the bottom of the previous Amud, bottom of the previous daf, they asked Rabbi Yehuda this question and he didn't know. But here he says that he did know. Right at the bottom of the page, it says Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav. So he would have had an answer. So how could he not know? So it must be he's not referring to that. Now referring to the Tisha B'Av case. So Gemara says 1 second. Ula Taimeich Hadadarash Barzuch of Shed Rav Huna Halacha Bisanu Mashlim Abba Minei Rav Amir Rav Huna Vlo Pashalei. What do you mean? We also have Rav Huna. Rav Huna earlier on the Amud, the beginning of today's daf, didn't know, and later on he's quoted as knowing. So what do you say? Elohaba Kami Deshama. Well, about the Shama. What are you going to say about Rav Huna? It must be originally he didn't know, and then he learned. Hachanami Hamakami Deshama. The Basa Deshama. So it must be no here too about Rav Yehuda. There's no raya that this is not referring to Tisha B'Av the fall down there of Shabbos. It could be before and after he heard and he learned it. Darsh by Zutcher Bishvader of Huna, Halacha, Misanin Umashlim. Halacha Lamaisa, if you have a fast day that falls out on Erev Shabbos, you do fast and you are Mashlim. Two important Haris on this last line. This whole discussion of Mashlim, what does that mean? Like how much, let's say you hold, you have to be Mashlim. Right, you have to be Mashlim on Erev Shabbos. How late do you have to fast? So if you look in the Ravid, quoted here in the Rashba and the Ritva, the Ravid says Shkia. We get home on Friday night after Shkia anyway, so you eat right away. The Rosh says, no, you go by Tzeis. You go by Tzeis when it says you have to be your Mashkia. And therefore, a lot of times we get home before Tzeis. Right? You have to repeat Kriya Shema later on. So then you'd have to wait. You have to go even later. And if you look in the Mordechai here, the Mordechai says, no, it goes by Ma'ariv. Whenever you daven Ma'ariv, this relates to what we said before. So Sefer Shabbos, when you daven Ma'ariv, is that it? Does that change it? That might be what's behind this machlokas. But those are three shitas. What does it mean that you have to be Mashlim? What are we paskin? So just another machlokas. If you look in top Tosfos here, Tosfos says, what do you mean you have to be Mashlim? Pirish im yirtze lahashlim. Tosfos says, what does Mashlim mean if you want to be Mashlim? But you have to be Mashlim. You want to be Mashlim. Other Rishonim, the Shans here in the little letters, right? The Tosfos Shans says, no, you have to be Mashlim. And that's what we pass on in Shulchan Aruch. If you look in Shulchan Aruch and Simon, Reish Mem Tes, and Simon Reish Mem Tes, when the Shulchan Aruch quotes this halacha, it's important to know, it comes up. If somebody's Makabel, if somebody's fasting, Reish Mem Tes, Dalid, the Shulchan Aruch says, if you're fasting on Erev Shabbos, you have to be Misane Ad Seis HaKochavim. He passes like the Rush. You have to fast until Seis. That's why, let's say, right, in every couple of years, Asar B'Teves falls out on a Friday. You have to be Mashlim, you have to wait till Seis. And then the Ramah, what about fasting? What about if somebody's fasting on a yard site? I had this question a couple of years ago. Somebody in the shul had yard site on Friday, and their minhag was to fast on the yard side. Question, you say, yes, what does he do? So what does the Ramah here say? The Ramah here is Mechaleg. The Ramah says the whole discussion about being Mashlim is only by a Tainus Tzibur, but by a Tainus Yachid, you're not Mashlim. Meaning you fast most of the day and you eat something right before Shabbos. Lachain says the Ramah, Yeshamin, that you shouldn't be Mashlim, therefore you have the Chiluk. Lachain, but Tainus Yachid, lo Yashlim. V'tov Lafarish, you should explicate this before you Mechabal the Tainus. V'tainus Tzibur Yashlim, Bahachi Nahu. And the Mishnah Berurah explains, the Chiluk is, let's say, a Sarah B'Teves versus a yard site. Right? That's the halacha about Mashlim, a fast day. What about a Tainus Chalom even on Shabbos? That's also a personal one, I guess. I remember there's a word talks about it. I have to remember which one he puts it in. You have to be mashal. You have to. You're allowed to do that on Shabbos. Ikar Adin. I don't think we do Tainus Chalom nowadays on Shabbos. But yeah. I'm sorry. I guess it's like a Tainus Yachid. It's like a Tainus Yachid. Okay. Hadrolach Vachol Maharvin. We start the fourth parak of Erevin. Fourth parak of Erevin is about something that we've discussed many times already in the Masechta about Erev Tchumen. About setting up your tchum, and we mentioned that you only have 2,000 midrabanan, 2,000 amos is one level of tchum. That's a machlokes tanoim, whether that's d'oraisa or d'rabanan. So we most rishon and paskin that it's d'rabanan. But then there's the farther tchum of yud beis mil, which we're going to talk about also, and that is much larger shear. I forgot how much it is. 24,000. I forgot 12,000. 12,000 amos. I think that's what it is. I forgot the exact measurements. I wrote it down a couple days ago. 24,000 amos. Yud Beis Mil is 24,000 amos. So that, many Rishonim, the Rambam and the Rif say, even though the Alpayim amos, 2,000 amos, is Drabanan, that is the Oraisa. That farther Tchum is the Oraisa. There is a discussion Rabbi Kiva Eger had on Shulchan Aruch, though, that the Rambam says, that you can't have Tchum, even though the Rambam says that Yud Beis Mil is the Oraisa, you can't have Tchum in the Oraisa in a ocean, or in a body of water. Why? Because the body of water is a Carmelis. And if you could, if me the Oraisa you could carry in the area, you for sure, says the Rambam, could walk past that area. That's the sheet of the Rambam. That you can't have a Tchum in the Oraisa if you're dealing with an area that is not a Rishus HaRabim D'Oraisa. So that is why Rabbi Kiva Eger said, maybe Bizman Hazeh, according to many poskim, there's no more Rishus HaRabim D'Oraisa. Forget the Yam, even on the street. So it could be that there is no Tchum D'Oraisa, even according to those Shitos. Because if everything that we have is called the Carmelis, in many neighborhoods, so then there wouldn't be Tchumin either D'Oraisa. It's Tchum D'Rabbana. But at least D'Oraisa, it wouldn't be called Tchumin. What's the connection? Right, what's the connection? It's a good question. But there's obviously, again, we know the lamdas and erbin is how much are these connected? Erev tchumin, erev chateros, the carrying the condition of tiltul versus tchum. But it has to be, obviously, the assumption of that Rambam is that there is a connection. So the first mission discusses what happens if, for some reason, you find yourself outside your tchum. And we know, if you find yourself outside your tchum, usually you only have dalan amos. You have dalan amos to walk. Machlokas, do you have four amos from where you are? Or are you in the middle of your dalan amos? That'll be a machlokas later on. But you have four amos to walk wherever you are. If you're in a city, then usually you have the whole city. But the Mishnah is going to talk about what happens if you went out of your tchum for some reason. How much do you have? A. B. What happens if you went outside your tchum, but now you're in somebody else's tchum? I mean, you end up in a different city. So do you have the whole city as well? Just like your original city is considered dalan amos? Or do you say, no, it's different because you're still outside your tchum and you would only have four amos in that city? So let's read. Misho tiyu nachrimo ruach ra. If somebody is taken out of the city, goes out of the city by nachrim, meaning they're chasing him and he's like, he's running for his life. And he runs, and they finally, they leave him alone and he finds himself outside the city. He's like, what am I going to do? I'm outside my tchum now. So what should he do? Oh, ruach ra. Or a ruach ra. What's a ruach ra? Right, so Rashi says, Ruach Ra, Shenichnas Bo Shade, Venitrifa Daito. Right, a demon went into him, he started going nuts, and all of a sudden he finds himself, and he's outside his tchum. In other words, both of these are out of his control. The Rambam, as you would have suggested, does not say this in the pshat of the Mishnah. Ruach Ra just means he had a, whatever, he was out of his, something happened. But it's not that there was any kind of shade. And just remember, whenever this comes up, it's good to remember the thought of Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky on Parshas Va'era, where he quotes on the Chartumim, on the design of the Chartumim, he quotes the Vilna Gaon. If you never saw this Vilna Gaon inside, you should look at it. It's in Kuf Ayin Tes. I think it's in Kuf Ayin Tes in Yoredeya, where the Vilna Gaon quotes the Shita of the Rambam, that the Rambam denies Shadim and divides the Babua and the Babua above the shadows of the Shadim and the Mekishuf. He denies all these Gemaras, and the Gra leaves him B'tzarach Iyun. The Gra says, the Rambam, philosophy hit a toe. His philosophy made him trip up, and therefore he doesn't know what to do with all these Gemaras. And that's four very, very sharp lines of the Vilna Gaon in his commentary on Yoredeya and Siman Kufayin Tes. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky quotes that Gemara, and he says, no, maybe there's an answer. Because Rabbi Yaakov, he develops the idea that there's always in the world, like Kodesh Baruch Hu always has a balance. Whenever there is strong kochos hatahara in the world, there is strong kochos hatuma in the world. There's always a balance to leave our Bechira Chavshas. And whenever, if there aren't as much kochos hakdusha, then there's less kochos hatuma. So says Rabbi Yaakov, Bizman, earlier Zmanim, Bizman HaGemara even, right, but what are the Chartumim? What does the Rambam do with the Chartumim? So you have to explain it. But says Rabbi Yaakov, Bizman HaGemara, there was Baskol, there was Ruach HaKodesh, there was the story about Rabbi Lazar, who says the walls of the base Medrash and the river, there were Nisim going on. So there was tremendous Kochos HaTara going on. So there had to be parallel Kochos HaTuma going on. So you had to have these Shadim, and you had to have all these things. The Rambam would agree that Bizman HaGemara, these took place, says Rabbi Yaakov. But only later on. Later on, when there's less Kochos HaKdusha, there's also less Kochos HaTuma. That's his suggestion, and he says that's what he says there. But again, but here the Rambam's putting it into the pshat of the Mishnah. Again, but that's the suggestion. Either way, you have to. The Rambam knew all these Gemaras. Figure out how the Rambam read the Gemaras. Fine, the Gemara screams at him, but you have to know how he reads the Gemaras. Anyway, if Nachrim or Ruch Ra put you outside your tchum, ain't lo elo dalat amos. Tough luck. You're outside your tchum. You have 4 amos. Got to wait till after Shabbos. Have ziruhu. But what if the Goyim, the Nachrim, started chasing him back again? He's like, oh! And he ends up back in his own city. No problem. Kilo lo yatsa. Right, as if you didn't go out, and you have your city, you have your whole city again. Holy huli, racheres, what happens if they forced him, but he ends up in a different city? Rashi says, and he's mukaf machitzos, he's in the walls, nasru badiro basahar, or he's in like a yard or a stable. That's a machlokas tanoim. Do you say that you now have become a part of the new city, and therefore you have the whole place? Or you only have Dalanamos. Rabbi Gablio, Rabbi Lazar, and Azariah, Omer, Mahalach, is Kula. These two Atanam say you could have the whole city. Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Kiva, Omer, no, ain't no El Dalanamos. So, Machlokas Tanoim, do you take upon yourself the whole area of the new place? Maisa, similar story, Maisa, Shebo, Mi, Palan, Darsin, they were coming from this place, Vifligos, Vinasa, Mayam, and their boat went out to sea. Rabbi Galiya, Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah, Holchu es Kula, and it was going outside the Tchum, but they're surrounded by the walls of the boat. So, Rabbi Galiya, Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah, they walked around the whole boat, because the whole boat is their new Makom Shvisa, and therefore that's okay. Rabbi Lishitasam, Rabbi Shur, Rabbi Akiva, lo Zazim Dalan Amos. Rabbi Shur, Rabbi Akiva, no, they did not move out of their 4 Amos, Shur, was a Lachmer Latzmam, because they felt that you're not allowed to. They were Machmer themselves, because they felt that you're not allowed to walk out of the Dalan Amos. The Gemara is going to talk about that, those last 4 words, that Lashon, which sounds like it's a Chumrah, and it's not Maker Adin. The Gemara is going to talk about that. Have they gone aboard on Shabbos? We shouldn't discuss. Maybe they were on it before Shabbos. Rabbi Yonasan says the wind blew it out, or they started going before Shabbos. You're right, but you're thinking about the Gemaras in Shabbos that the Yud Zayin Yud Ches around there, that you're not allowed to go out. You're not allowed to go out on a boat 3 days within Shabbos because you might be Mechal Shabbos outside the Tchum. That the right, but that's I guess here you have to say it's the type of case where it was mutter. One time the boat was coming in late on Friday afternoon. There's a little quick get off the boat. I was looking already, and we were already in the tchum before dark, so don't worry about it. You can get off the boat. Three things. Oh, a couple lines of Agadata. There were 3 things that are ma'avir, that take a person away from his own das and from the das of Hashem. Eluhain, they are ovdei kochavim. You have tsaris from the umos ha'olam, or ruach ra, as we said before, whatever that means. V'dikduke anius, and the difficulties of tremendous poverty. Those 3 things are mavir, make a person go crazy. What's the nafgamina? Why is the Gemara telling us this? To know that we should daven that this shouldn't happen to us. Gimel elarom pnei gehenim. There are 3 people that don't see gehenim. Eluhain, not even the pnei gehenim. Dikduke anius, that's on both lists. So the post can say, no, you have to daven that doesn't come. But once it comes, you know, then deal with it. Dikduke anius, chole me'ayim, intestinal trouble. Vaharashus, what's rashus? Rashi says you have a lot of creditors, and they're always trying to get on you. Tosafot says, ol malchus ovdei chachavim, it's similar to that one. V'yesh omrim af bishyeshlo ishara. Somebody has an Isha Ra that also doesn't see Pnei Gehenim. The Idach, why is that? The first opinion does not hold that way. Isha Ra Mislagarsha, no, she's not going to hang out with you because you're going to divorce her. The Idach, no, Zimun Tuksubasa Maruba. Maybe you won't be able to divorce her. She'll have a big suba, and you won't be able to divorce her. Inami, Islabanami Nev, Lamasi Magarishlo, as with the kids, right? You'll have many kids, and you won't be able to divorce her. Lamai Nafkamina, again, what's the Nafkamina for the last, this second group? The Kabula Me'ava. Right, knowing that these things are going to get you not to see Gehenna, and therefore to be makabel easy surin be ahava. Shlosha mesek shem esaprin. There are 3 people that die that could die even while they're talking. In other words, that they could die immediately, like, very surprisingly, without any warning. The elohein choli me'ayim, intestinal trouble. V'chaya, a woman who just had a baby, you have to be very careful with. V'hadroken, another type of sickness. L'may nafgamina l'mishmushe bozav dasa. Right, what's the nafgamina? To prepare the shrouds for them. So what does that mean? Now, every time somebody has this sickness, it just means that, you know, they should know themselves that this is a sickness, and therefore they should be very careful about their situation. Okay, there's one ha'ara on the Dikduke Anias, but we don't have time, so we'll say about the tomorrow morning. So let's continue for 2 more minutes. Shmuel says, if you left the Tchum Midas knowingly, then you only have Da'al Amos. So Pshita, this is a Gemara, that's obvious. So Hashem, Misho, see you Nachem Milal Da'al Amos. If the Nachem force you out, you only have Da'al Amos. Yosel Das, B'boy, if you went out with Das, of course. Elaema, no, this is what Shmuel meant. Chazalat in Lodal Amos. Let's say the Goyim took you out, and we know that Allah is you're not allowed to walk up more than Dalai Amos. But you came back. So then you're stuck. No, you still only have Dalai Amos in your own place. So we also have a Tiyuk from the Mishnah about that. It says, Hechziru Nachrim ki lo yatsa. It says, if the Nachrim brought you back in, it's as if you didn't leave. And the Gemara says, Hechziru duki lo yatsa. Vehosiyo Nachrim b'chazal das in lo Dalai Amos. And we're medayik that only if the Nachrim brought you back in. But if you went back in yourself, it's no good. So we know that too. So Elaema, no, this is what Shmuel meant. Try number 3. Yatsa ladas Hechziru Nachrim in lo Dalai Amos. Let's say you left your tchum willingly, and then the Nachrim put you back in. So then also, you only have Da'al Amos. So the Gemara says, we also medayik that from the Mishnah. Hanami Tanina. Hosiyu vechziru ki ilu lo yatsa. It says, if they forced you out and brought you back in, that's as if you didn't go out. Hosiyu vechziru ki hu ki ilu lo yatsa. Avo yasa la das lo. So the Gemara says, no, finally, no, that this third one is really true, and maybe you wouldn't be medayik that from the Mishnah. Mao de Tamil Stadintani, you might say the Mishnah is read as 2 different parts. Misho siyu nachrim bechaz la das ilu elo Da'al Amos. If Nachrim forced you out and you came back with your knowledge, you only have Da'al Amos, but we would have said, Avo Yatzal Adas, Vechzi Nachrim, the opposite, you went out willingly, and the Nachrim brought you back in, Ilo Yatza, Kamash Malan, still, that is okay. Meaning, you wouldn't have made that Diyak from the Mishnah, and that's the Chiddush of Shmuel. Boy, my name is Rabba, Chus Rachlan Akav of Mahu, they ask Rabba, what happens if you have to go to the bathroom? And you're in your Da'al Amos, outside your Tchum, and you have to go to the bathroom. So what do you do? So Amar Lahem, Godel Kavod Abriyas Shadochas Losa Zeisha B'Torah. What we had in Brachas, no, because we're dealing with Isuri Drabanan here, is one of the Rayas, because Losa Zeisha B'Torah here is talking about Losa Sasur, so I went to Drabanan, therefore, Godel Kavod Abriyas, and therefore you could go back, go out of your Tchum, to go out of your 4 Amos to go to the bathroom. Amri Nahardoi, Nahardoi just gives a word of advice, Ipikeachu, if you're a smart guy, Ayla Tchuma, you know, go to a bathroom inside your Tchum. Vekivan to all, and once you're back in your tchum, it wasn't you had to quote unquote you had to go in. So that once you're back inside your tchum, you would be allowed to walk all over in your tchum. Period. Okay, we'll stop here. We'll start with one ha'ara on Tiktuki Anius, and we will continue. This year was Zecha Nishmas, Yosef Ben Yisrael Nechemia.